seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedivin, and today we're going to talk about the 8 skills that no matter what book you read, what school you go to, who your parents are, these are 8 skills that cannot be taught. Let's just say if you were to go out and read every single business book in the world, every biography about a billionaire, how Rockefeller became a billionaire, how Carnegie, if you were to study every one of these guys, there's still 8 skills you couldn't learn from just reading these books. 8 skills you're not going to learn just from reading these books. Many times you guys will ask me questions on Snapchat or Facebook or Twitter, and you'll say, Pat, here's my predicament, here's the situation I'm in, what do you think I should do? And my ending message to you is the following. John, I don't have access to all the information, and I will not get access to all the information that you have today. This decision you make is the reason why you will be judged, whether you'll be successful or not. So I don't know what you're gonna do, but good luck to you. Hopefully you'll make the right decision. And people say, I need your help with this. That's not how it works. You need to make that decision. So let's get right into these 8 skill sets. Number one, heart, can't be taught. Number two, having a vision, cannot be taught. Number three, reading people, can't be taught. Number four, handling pressure, on how you handle pressure, it can't be taught. Number five, judging people, cannot be taught. Number six, intuition, cannot be taught. Number seven, instincts, can't be taught. Number eight, common sense, cannot be taught. So you're watching and saying, but Pat, I've read books how to read people, man. Read lots of good books on reading people, can't be taught. You can learn the 7 fundamentals of reading people, that's great. I've read books on how to judge people, can't be taught. Can't be taught. These 8 things can only be practiced and caught, but they cannot be taught. There are a lot of people, like, you know how this whole education with the school thing, right? On my opinion, when I wrote the book, Drop Out and Get School, there's a lot of people that think, just if I just go to school, I'm gonna be able to go and become successful. So why is it that still such a few percentage of people after coming out of college make 6 figures? Why is that? If our educational system works, so why is it that that happens? Because there's 8 things that you cannot teach. It can only be caught. So how can it be caught? Let's talk about it, because that's probably the question you're asking. Let's start off with the first one, crisis. Crisis forces you and I to learn some of these skills. I didn't choose to be in a war and be bombed 167 times in a day by Iraq when I was living in Tehran, Iran. I didn't choose that life. That's crisis. A person didn't choose to live in a family where we have a kid that I'm following every, I want to adopt this kid because it really hurts me when I hear the stories this person's going through. That kid cannot sit there and do anything about the fact that her, you know, family's in prison. Drug overdose, this person has to constantly see. That kid is in crisis mode. You see, she can't ever teach you what she's going through. It can only be caught. This is crisis, right? Another one, danger zone, death ground. What is death ground? Most people will never experience death ground. What is death ground? Death ground is when you go to war, you see so many of these war movies, right? And you know that one scene where they find out about this one soldier, where everybody, this most recent movie that came out with this guy said, I'm not gonna kill anybody. He says, I'm not gonna kill anybody. What's the movie called?
Hacksaw Ridge,
where this kid says, listen, since everybody's killing each other, I think the least I can do is just save lives. And they found that this guy was the bravest out of all the other guys. He didn't wanna kill anybody, but he was the bravest. He gained everybody's respect. And he didn't kill anybody. That's fire right there. But you have to put him in crisis, death ground, to figure that part out. The other story about Fury. Remember the movie Fury with Brad Pitt, the tanks, where he tells the kid, he says, come on, pull the trigger. No, I can't do it. He starts crying. He starts peeing. That's death ground. That's crisis. That's pressure. That type of stuff that you will never find out about who you are until if you're in positions like that. You just will not. Another one is life-changing events. What's life-changing events? A loss of a loved one, a bankruptcy, an absolute, you know, challenging thing that happens in your family life, in your personal life, a certain recovery you make from health, a hospitalization that almost cost you everything, you know, a conference you go to that completely changes your view about life, and you sit down and you have a conversation with one human being that completely shifts the way you look at life, and there's a major paradigm shift. No one can teach that to you. That can only be experienced. You can only sit there. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, movies, when you watch American Gangster with, what's the guy's name? Frank Lucas, right? And Frank Lucas is around the other guy. He had to shadow this guy to see exactly all this stuff, because that stuff cannot be taught. It's got to be caught. It's got to be caught. It's got to be caught. So what am I telling you here right now? Look, unless if you put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall, I just have to tell you, not a lot is going to happen where you're going to find out these skills. It's just not a lot's going to happen. You talk to any major poker player that's a champion now, they're going to tell you at one point they faced somebody that crushed them, that they don't know how to handle. They have to put themselves in death ground type of situations. You talk to any athlete, when Michael Jordan, people started saying, oh, he's a great one. That shot was shot in North Carolina. They find out this kid's got heart. They find that he can handle pressure. Man, that's MJ. This dude is not afraid of pressure. This guy can handle it. When your team is down 1 point and there's 1 second left on the shot clock, you're shooting 2 free throws, they're going to find that if you're cold as ice. That's pressure. That is pressure. When you got to go close this sale or else you're going to be out of business, and you go in there not knowing how to handle pressure, you panic because all you're thinking about is your bills, and you don't know how to handle that sale, and you lose it because the client can tell the fear on your eyes. That's handling pressure. See, we don't know everything about you. This whole thing about life, we put so much stuff about motivation, positive thinking, you can go get it. There is a chance maybe you really don't want to go out there and do it, because the last point I'm going to make in this video is a very simple point. And here's what the point is. Listen up very closely. 7 billion people are living in the world. We can't measure this. We can't measure your judgment. We can't measure your pressure. We can't measure any of that stuff. But there's one thing that only you can answer. And let me tell you what it is. If it's important to you, if it's important to you, I guarantee you'll figure it out. If it's not important to you, I guarantee you'll figure it out. But that's the part no one can do anything about. Not me, not the greatest philosophers of all time, not the greatest minds of all time. We put them all in the room together and we said, let's move you. We can't do it. Because we don't know what's here, man. We don't know what you got. We don't. That's the part when I message back and I say, prove it. Show the world. What are you all about? You. Learn these 8 things by putting yourself in crisis situations, death ground, back is against the wall. You have to figure out a way to fight like hell to get out of it. Then when you're in that moment and you say, I give up. Yep, we just found out what you're all about. And you just found out what you're all about. It's no one's responsibility, but you just figured out a lot about yourself, because I guarantee you, if it's important to you, you'll figure it out. This is why the same family has 4 kids and one becomes a rock star. The other two, and they all handle the same exact problem. What happened? Because to somebody it was very important. Because to you it was very important. Because to the other person it was very important. Only you can answer that. Only you can. So, yes, in a way, these 8 can be taught, but it can only be taught if you have the desire to catch these 8 skills. If you have no willingness and the desire to want to catch these 8 skills, you're never going to have them at the highest level. Everybody already has a little bit of it, but not at the highest level. We can monetize it in high levels and really make an impact on other people's lives. So I hope today's message kind of gives you different perspectives. There's a lot of how-tos on Valuetainment, but today's message is just kind of tugging at your heart a little bit. Speaking to you a little bit. Like, what are you really made up of? Go show the world what you're really made up of. We all want to find out I'm talking to you. What are you made up of? We want to find out. Everyone wants to find out. Your family wants to find out. Your peers want to find out. More importantly, your spirit wants to find out.
what you got to show to the world.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.